KHOW, its staff, management, or parent company, iHeartMedia Incorporated.
This Consumers Real Estate Show is brought to you by American Real Estate Media, the country's top consumer-oriented media company, bringing you all the greatest resources and latest information in all things residential real estate. Now here's your host and answer man, Barry Miller, along with consumer guy Larry Stanley.
Along with whom? Oh, along with consumer guy, who is now a home seller, active home seller. The market's not on the market yet, but you are doing all the right steps as a savvy, active home seller. Also, simultaneously a home buyer. So consumer guy is really active with you all and with us here on the Barry and Larry Show. This is Barry Miller. Happy to be with you today, and we are the Barry and Larry Show, real estate show for home sellers, home buyers, and consumers. Also in studio with us, as you're getting familiar with Sherry, is Sherry Cinnamon. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Very well, that is a good thing. And how about Mr. Consumer Guy? How are you?
I'm a little tired, but doing well, Barry.
No, wait, you're tired, but is it a good day to talk real estate?
Oh, of course it is.
Okay.
I'm tired with all the stuff I'm doing to get my house ready for sale.
Oh, that's very interesting. Of course, we don't script this opening, that's for sure. The theme today, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard from Mr. Tired. That doesn't bode well. When you're a seller and buyer, I guess you're going to be tired. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if there are times that I think you will be, Barry, because there's just so many things that we need to do to get our house prepared for sale. That's what I'm spending my time on.
I'd agree that you'd be tired even when it wasn't a week like this week was for you, and it wasn't like the highest level week. But here, ladies and gentlemen, here's our theme. I'll just say it. So, Larry, you thought this week was going to be one of your slow weeks or sort of an off week, but it was quite a busy week, as it turned out. So we're going to see today from Larry, who's both a seller and a buyer, what was going on in this third week of this role where he is climbing the careful ladder as a seller, climbing the careful ladder as a buyer. So, Larry, I was about to say, before I interrupted myself, with where you were this week and what our theme is and how you thought the week was going to be sort of an off week, is it's a bit stressful and tiring even when it's an off week. And I don't know if you're going to have any off weeks that we could demonstrate that for our listeners, but why is it a tiring activity when you are either a buyer or a home seller, let alone both at the same time?
Well, being a home seller means you've got to prepare your house for sale. You've got to declutter. At the same time, you might as well clean up all the stuff that you don't want. I've been through files and shredded huge piles of material, things that I just don't need. At the same time, Barry, I'm looking at houses that are coming on the market. They're very nice photographs of most of them so that I can get a good feel for it. I had repairs done on the house. I have a couple of more repairs that need to be done. I had an inspection on the house. I mean, I'm just trying to give a quick flavor.
But that's not the question I asked. I didn't ask what you were doing. I said, why do you get tired even when it's an off week? Sherry, why do buyers, sellers, let's say it, human beings like Larry, why are they tired even if it's an off week?
Well, I think that because they don't do as their real estate professionals advise them and they don't keep the emotion out of it. You're prepared, Larry. I have seen everything. You've got to keep your emotion out of it. And the stress will go away. You have a guideline, and you followed it perfectly to this point.
The stress of the change is a big stress that you can't eliminate. The stress of the change when you are buying or selling, emotions are high or low. There are some emotions, but just the stress of the change that the buyer is looking forward to. However, the stress that the seller is looking forward to and the change that the seller is looking forward to, the change itself is stressful. It's a stressful activity when you are either a buyer or a seller, in this case, both. And yet he had the activities that we are going to get into, Larry. We are going to get into those. Sherry?
Yes, I think that you can get your emotions and the stress level under control. It's always going to be there, but you have to also acknowledge that change can be a lot of fun.
Oh,
it can be
gosh.
Exciting.
Opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And what's our mantra, Larry?
I'm not sure.
Okay, the mantra is don't sell until the benefits of selling exceed the benefits of staying. And
yeah.
You're right on, Sherry. There's the opportunity. There is the fun. And yeah, elements of it are fun. And it's not that Larry had a high stress week at all. It's just, and good, it wasn't stressful, just, but I'm saying it's just tiring, even when it's an off week, because of all that's going on, where? Between the ears and the heart. And that in itself is why buyers and sellers are so vulnerable to an industry that will take advantage of their stress, will take advantage of their emotions. And so buyers and sellers, that's why you go to seminars ahead of time to find out what the process is. That's why you go to meetings. That's why you listen to Barry and Larry's show for maybe months before you call and say, hey, we're interested in selling. Why? So that, as you were alluding to very nicely and directly, Sherry, be prepared. Get yourself prepared. Preparation minimizes the stress greatly in this. And so for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking to Larry about what he has been doing and the various steps he's taking, 7 steps on each ladder. How are the ladders going, just in a general broad way, Larry, not in the specifics yet of what you've done during the week?
I think right now I'm on the same step on both ladders, so I'm not having too many problems with that.
So good. They're holding their own. They're coming together a little bit.
Yes.
For some of our new listeners or those who have been away and missed the last week or two, let our listeners know what you mean by the ladders are doing you and the ladders are doing okay.
Well, there are 7 steps to selling a house and 7 steps to buying a house. Those are the ladder steps that we're on. And right now I'm on probably the ladder step 1, 2, and 3 all at the same time.
We're going to get to that right in a moment.
Yep.
But then what happens to the ladders?
Well, hopefully they come together at the exact same point so that I can close on the house I'm selling about the exact same time I'm closing on the house I'm buying.
Yeah, so the objective is that the timing and the effort come together in a way that doesn't cost you a lot of extra money. Or rest assured, a lot of extra stress, that you don't become homeless, you know, for 3 weeks because you've sold your home and you can't move into the new home for 3 weeks, and yet you have to get out of your, you know, former home. All of that is balancing, and it's a balance act. And you alluded, you said it 2 weeks ago, not alluded to it, you said it. You didn't want to get a big stress strain if the ladders go apart from each other. So the objective is to bring them together at a nice point that is your point, the point you decide what's the best timing for me, Mr. Seller, Mr. Buyer, Larry Stanley.
Yep.
So share, just outline not the details, but what some of the steps are that you took this week as a home seller. things you did this week, Larry, as a home seller. What are some of those, not steps per se, but activities?
Well, the big one was I had a major function. Boy, I'm not doing well here, Barry.
You had a major component inspection?
That's the word. Yes,
perfect,
yeah.
Perfect. I remember that.
And it went well. I got a couple of things I need to take care
just
of.
Just the details of what they are. Not the details. Just so you had a major component inspection.
I had a plumber out to my house, fixed a couple of problems. I had an electrician out. Didn't go well, but we'll find somebody.
We'll talk about that in the next segment. Okay. And then, so there's some activities you participated in as a seller. Any decluttering? Was that at all?
Yes, but it's interesting. My wife and I are so busy with our normal activities that we kind of decided that the next 2 weeks we're going to cut back on our normal activities. That's hard to do, but we're going to do it so we can spend the whole time decluttering.
So there is a stress management tip, Larry, that you just gave out. Consider giving up some of your normal week-to-week activities so you have, a few extra hours to participate in the activities that will happen as a seller. Now, that's a good seller. That's smart thinking. What are some of the activities you did this week as a buyer? Just some of the activities.
The main thing I did is look at houses that were on the market, look at the pictures. We got a flavor for what's on the market, and we narrowed down what we're looking for by doing that. And I think when the time comes to put the house in the market, we'll be ready.
And you communicated with your agents during the week on each of these activities?
Absolutely. That's what they're there for.
You bet. That's what they're there for. That's why you select and hire your seller agent. You select and hire your buyer agent. In this case, Larry's fortunate enough to have Barry and Sherry as his agents. Okay, we're combined as a team, and we are capable of doing the seller side and the buyer side. Sometimes it's two different agents from two different companies. You might be moving to a different city, too, okay? They could be in different cities. But it sounds like you did have a good coordinated week. That is the week that Mr. Larry Stanley, the buyer-seller, active right now, had. Let's take a break, and then let's come back and talk with Larry about how the ladder is going on the seller side, and let's see some of the details that he was involved with as a home seller this week.
Denver's Talk Station, available everywhere.